Hey, is that song growing on you at all? I know you didn't like it at first. Yeah, just roll up to the mic. This is Dinner at Andy's.
Hey, pal.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living a dream. You know, this never gets old.
Really?
Yeah. It's 30 years in, 31 years in, and I still kind of get a kick out of it.
You mean
buzz.
The terrible introduction that we do every week? It's like the worst show introduction that you ever hear on any radio show or any podcast. It's really the worst one.
Well, it sets the tone for what's to come.
Yes,
you don't want to do a great introduction and then disappoint people.
That's true.
Hey, we're here with our friend Olivia.
Thanks for joining us, Olivia.
Hey, what's up?
She's friends of the show and, of course, works here at the station.
Yep.
Yeah, what's her position here, Andy?
She's in the room adjacent to yours.
Right.
I know that.
She's my next-door neighbor, office-wise. That's
office-wise,
true.
Office-wise, mm-hmm. Yes. She's surrounded by, she might be the bad music compiler.
Wow.
Is that right?
Close.
People send bad music in?
Yeah.
Plenty of it, yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask Olivia something, if I may.
Go ahead.
Olivia, would you rather hear bad, good music? That is, a good music not executed perfectly. Or good, bad music? That is, bad music executed perfectly.
I have no idea what the difference is.
Well, I'll give you an example. Let me think.
Right, yeah, I also have no idea what you mean.
All right, everything. Okay, I'm a fan of Jimmy Webb, the songwriter. Okay? I think his songs are beautiful. Now, he's released a few albums where he himself recorded his own material. He's not a great singer. It's not great versions of the songs, but I love the music. It's bad, good music. On the other hand, I don't think there's any argument that the music of Frank Zappa sucks. It's bad music. But it's perfectly executed. It's note for note perfection.
Okay.
He planned it out perfectly. He rehearsed it clearly. It's exactly what he wanted it to be. It's good, bad music. Now the station specializes, it's almost a trademark of the station. They specialize in bad, bad music. It's bad music executed poorly. That's sort of why we love FMU. But what would you rather hear? It's interesting, isn't it? Interesting question.
That's all I do.
That's what I do. I pose
the first
question.
One, right?
You like the first one?
Which one was that? Good, bad, or bad good?
No, I don't know.
I reject the premise of the question.
So do I, and I asked it. I just hadn't spoken in a few seconds. I just had to fill the air. I'm so afraid of dead air that I come up with stuff like that.
Gotcha. Hey, before we start tonight's topic, we should plug the fact that we are going to be at a legal marijuana dispensary on Friday at around 2 o'clock. We're going to be at the Apothecarium in Maplewood, New Jersey.
What will we be doing?
Interviewing people in line.
There'll be a lot of taste testing if Ken's there.
Interviewing some of the bud tenders inside that we meet. I think it's 1865 Springfield Avenue, if I'm not mistaken.
I understand they have a whole section dedicated to you. And do you have like a little loyalty card there?
The Ken Room? Oh,
Yeah, hit me up with an ounce of the Freedman.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a rewards program for people who frequent the Ken Room. Because they haven't worked out the rules yet with medical marijuana, you know.
So you'll be there. You'll be there, maybe offering advice to people. What will you be doing?
Yeah, arguing with people.
Well, about good bad music versus bad good music.
No, about
let's engage them with that.
About indica versus sativa.
Those are two different strains.
Yeah, topical versus tincture. There's a lot of issues dividing the legal cannabis community, Andy.
What will I be doing?
I don't know.
Clog dancing? I'll bring my clogs.
Okay, good. Yeah, bring your clog dance. Bring your clogs. I was going to say your clog dancing shoes.
I'll bring my ventriloquist dummy. You get a buzz on and you enjoy my ventriloquism.
So we're encouraging people to come by
the
Apothecarium Friday afternoon if you're able to. 1865 Springfield Avenue. We're going to be airing that program a week from tonight. And if you do show up on Friday and you recite the phrase that pays, the old 7-second delay phrase that pays, we will pay you something.
we will pay you?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? What will we pay? I'm not paying anyone.
No, at least $2.
Just bring some bumper stickers.
Okay, I'll bring some bumper stickers. And the phrase that pays is, I listen to WFMU.
I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot, you need to wear an asbestos suit to keep from getting burned. That's the phrase that pays. So we're going to have people coming up to us and saying that.
Yeah.
And we have to not punch them. You're not allowed to punch them.
And, you know, there's also a WFMU t-shirt that if you wear it in front of us, we have to pay the wearer $2.
Oh, yeah, we did that once as a premium.
And that t-shirt's still out there.
What does out there mean?
People still have it. They still
Zane
wear it.
Zane has it. What does that mean out there?
It's in circulation.
Yeah.
Among the population.
It's like a double-headed nickel. It's like this rare unicorn t-shirt.
I'm just saying, if somebody wore that shirt, we would have to get
What am I going to do at a marijuana dispensary? Oh, my God. What if I fall from grace?
Ask people.
What if I buckle? Oh, my God. What if this is it? I've been so good, Olivia. I was raised in, I came of age in the 60s and early 70s, and I never have been stoned. I'll tell you why.
I'm straight edge now, too.
You're not. You're the opposite. Whatever the opposite of straight edge.
No, I am. I'm completely straight
edge. So you won't be sampling their wares?
I don't smoke weed anymore. I don't drink.
And what will you be doing on Friday?
Buying edibles.
To what end? Oh, because edibles are, there's a loophole there? You can enjoy edibles?
No, I mean, edibles are great. I just didn't, you know.
So you don't smoke, but you
I don't
consume
smoke anymore.
Edibles.
Yeah, consume edibles.
That's not straight edge.
It's really.
That's not straight edge.
Straight edge is a spectrum, Andy.
That's like saying I'm not a junkie. I inject my heroin between my toes. That's a loophole. That doesn't
seems
count.
Legitimate.
That doesn't count. Toes don't count. No, consume of these edibles count. These little gummy bears count.
If your junkie friend is not injecting into his eyeballs, I would say he's doing pretty well.
Okay, seriously, it kind of bothers me that you're saying you're straight edge and you're going to be standing in line for 2 hours to buy gummy. It kind of bothers me.
Why?
Because I'm trying to instill in my children the value of avoiding this crap.
Well, for me, this is straight edge.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, that's right. That's like the old joke. I asked my wife if she's been faithful. She said, sure, I've been faithful to you lots of times. That's like the old joke.
Yeah.
To you, that's straight edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Well, I guess it is all
I think your wife relative. Is faithful to you most of the time.
Yeah. She's at home tonight.
Give her credit.
She's at home tonight with laryngitis. Adolfo Garcia laryngitis.
Oh, is she taking sex classes with him?
Yeah, she's taking sex classes with Adolfo laryngitis.
I've heard he's wonderful.
He's the best. He's the best.
Hey, we have a call. No, we don't.
Oh, no.
No, we don't. But we do have a show.
Yes, we do have a show. That's why Olivia's here.
Now I'm scared about Friday.
Why am I here?
Yeah, exactly. Are you asking about the show or are you asking about life in general, the earth?
Both.
Yeah.
But the show, kind of. Why am I here?
Well, we needed a third party. We needed someone of your generation for our little contest to work.
What generation is that, by the way?
What is your generation? Are you a millennial? Are you?
Millennial, yeah.
What am I, Ken?
A boomer.
I think I have my own generation.
No, you're a boomer.
We'll find
I'm a boomer.
Do you not like being a boomer?
You're
a
boomer.
I don't even know what
you
it means.
You don't connect?
Boomers are people born, you know, 1945 to 1970.
Boomers are people that remember the Kennedy assassination. Remember where they were.
I remember where I was.
I was on the grassy knoll.
I was up in the book depository building.
Yeah, I remember waving to you. I remember giving you the big thumbs up.
Yep.
I remember yelling, "Here he comes."
And when
Stop
you did that,
around.
When you did that, I think I poked somebody, but I don't remember because I was so young. I was so little.
Yeah, we were so little. Yeah. I don't know why they recruited us for the big conspiracy.
Well, I was very adorable.
27 men in Dealey Plaza, Olivia. Working like clockwork. We had 17 shots fired. Oh gosh, we have fun, don't we?
Yeah. So,
no, but we really do have a contest. Now, we were supposed to put up real money. Do you have your wallet with you?
No.
Oh, for the love of crack! I knew it.
I have a wallet upstairs.
And I'll see you Friday. You can pay up Friday. You'll have to pay up before you get to the gummy bear counter.
Yeah, you know, I have a problem at the gummy bear counter, too, because I went to the weed store on Friday,
yeah,
and they lost my driver's license.
I'm just shocked.
They lost it.
That is the least surprising story I've ever heard. That is the
Did you get it back, Ken?
No. I applied for a duplicate. So I hope the gummy store on Friday accepts my duplicate license.
They have a little tent next door to apply for duplicate licenses. They lose almost everyone. Yeah, that's going to be fun. So you're inviting listeners. Oh God. Oh God, now I'm dreading it. Wait, hold on. Let me count the reasons I'm dreading
Friday
it.
Friday at 2.
Hold on. Wait, I'm up to 8.
Friday at
this
2?
Friday?
Yeah, this Friday at
9. I just thought of another reason I'm dreading it.
Oh, why?
No, it's okay. I'm making a mental list.
1865 Springfield Avenue.
Don't give the... Oh, God. They're going to come.
In Maplewood.
They're going to come. Our listeners have nothing else to do.
It's called the Apothecarium. Conveniently located near I-78 and the Garden State Parkway.
Well, you'll see the big signs. Welcome, Ken. The big searchlights out front. Ken Friedman's coming.
Well, you'll also see outside a giant Ken sock puppet with a fan on it.
The manager will be call the staff in early. This is it, kids. This is the day we've been training for. He'll be here at 2 p.m. Okay.
I don't want to disappoint them.
No, you don't want to disappoint them. Yeah. You show up. You let him hide your driver's license. You go browsing around the store. It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. But tonight what we're doing is we're asking you to call us with people who might or might not be dead.
Oh, that's right. It's a little contest.
Right.
We're going to try. The people will name celebrities. They'll name famous people. And you and I will have a contest. We will try to remember, not guess, I guess.
Try to
recall.
But the reason why...
Whether or not they're dead, and we're supposed to put money up, money that would go to our favorite charity.
On each one?
No.
Tonight we're doing the charity thing.
Yeah, why not? Here's $10. Are you good for $10?
Yeah, I'm good for $10, but I didn't choose a charity.
Well, I chose my charity.
What is it?
It's Olivia.
Olivia's not a charity.
She is tonight. I'm gonna give her, this is cab fare to get her home.
Olivia.
I'm fine with it.
Olivia.
No,
she's fine accepting your $10.
Exactly.
I believe is what she's
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Now, Olivia, I'm going to give you the $10 if I win, but I also want to tell you who would normally have gotten it if you didn't accept it.
Okay.
Little Timmy Johnson.
Don't do that. Don't make me feel guilty.
Cancer of the eyeballs. Nah, little Timmy.
Oh, God. Little Timmy, the son of that junkie with the toes?
Yeah, exactly. No, but you enjoyed the $10, Olivia. You spend it on your little
I know Timmy.
Hashish gumballs, whatever you buy.
Yeah, Timmy's really upset.
All right, so here's how it works. You dial this number, 201-209-9368. You name a celebrity. But here's the deal. We didn't want people just to be naming old celebrities from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, boomer celebrities.
Boomer celebrities.
Yeah.
We didn't want to just be a show for geezers that
right.
geezers would enjoy.
Right.
So the rule will be... And this is why you're here, Olivia. If Olivia hasn't heard of this person that they name, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Olivia, you don't have to know what they've done. You don't have to know anything about them.
Okay.
But the question is, have you heard of them?
Okay. Does it sound familiar?
Yeah.
Does it sound familiar at all? And if you haven't heard of them, we move on to the next caller. Is that how it works, Uncle?
That's how it works. And
hold on.
Here we go.
Okay, the score now is, I'll
zero,
say, 3,
zero.
3-0. I'm winning 3-0.
Okay, we'll just take 3 off your score at the end.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. It's Dinner at Andy's.
Hi, I'm hungry.
You love the show.
Yeah, you know I love the show.
Of course.
Who's this?
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
This is Pam.
Hi. Hi. So I'm throwing out something that I'm not sure. Wait, let me mute this. How about Pat Boone?
Pat Boone, okay. Have you heard of Pat Boone?
Heard of him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He
was an actor and a singer. I believe he's
passed. Was he an actor?
Pat Boone?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good
question. Do I have to know that?
No, you don't have to know that.
Well, you say he's dead.
I believe he's passed.
I say he's alive.
Wait, do you know the answer? I guess if anyone who has access to Google at the moment knows the answer, right?
Pam, yeah, do you,
are people who call supposed to tell you?
Do you happen to know the answer? Andy and I have each put. We have
he
put.
He is alive.
Yes, a point for me.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, okay. Should we get? Can we get extra credit if I if we can determine whether or not he should be alive or dead?
Yes.
All right. I believe he should be dead.
No, he should be alive. He did that awesome metal album.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you, Pam.
Now I'm more convinced.
All right, you're
than
welcome
ever.
For the point, Ken.
Yeah, thank you for being our first caller and establishing how the game is played.
Olivia, that $10 bill is a little further away. I'm going to move
know,
it a little further
nervous.
Away. I know.
I'm getting nervous.
We're at 201-209-9368, and that's how you play.
Dinner at Andy's, you're on the air. It's you.
How about MF Doom?
MF Doom.
MF Doom. Do you know
heard,
who that is?
Yes.
You
yes,
have?
Yeah.
I never
do
have.
Do you?
No, please. But because you've heard of him or her,
yeah.
I have to commit to this round.
Yeah.
Do you have you heard of him, Ken?
Yes.
Is it a man or a woman?
A man.
Is he alive or dead?
It's a good question.
I know the answer.
You do? You even know the answer?
Yeah. He's dead.
Okay, well, if you're saying he's dead and I've never heard of him, I have to agree that he's dead. Otherwise, that's kind of like for the block. It's a defensive.
Yeah.
Okay. And is he alive or dead, caller?
He's unfortunately dead.
Okay. And who was he?
He was a rapper, producer.
What happened? Did his helmet get stuck on his head and he suffocated?
No, I actually think it was just health issues. You know, he was pretty private about it. So,
oh, really?
Nothing that came up.
So nothing to do with his helmet.
It's almost always health issues. I would say 100% of the time.
There's I can't confirm.
Anyone that goes from alive to dead has suffered health consequences. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks for calling.
We're at 201-209-9368. So this is how low the bar is to when we're soliciting calls. If you've ever heard of anyone famous, call us. Right?
Wait, did anyone get a point from that?
No.
Well,
no,
it was
a wash.
It was a wash because we both got a point.
Would you agree, Ken, there's never been a wider net cast? If you've ever heard of anyone famous.
No, Olivia has to have recognized them. So somebody calling up and saying, Shecky Green. Have you ever heard of Shecky
nope.
Green? There you go. See?
Well, I know Shecky Green. Do you know Shecky Green?
Yeah.
Is he alive or dead? Well, that doesn't count, I guess.
He's alive.
Is he?
Yes, he's very much alive.
I know he told the greatest Frank Sinatra joke ever.
Yeah, do you remember it?
Yeah, he said, Frank Sinatra once saved my life. I was once getting beaten up in a parking lot in Las Vegas, and Sinatra came out of the club and said, that's all right, boys, he's had enough.
That's not much of a joke.
Okay, I guess you and Olivia can't tell, but that's a great joke. There's no way for you to know that.
Why is it a great joke?
He saved my life. He came out and said, that's enough, boys. He's had enough.
I understand.
He called off the thugs.
He called off his goons, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great joke. There's no way for you to know it, but that's a great joke. Thank God I'm here to tell you when a great joke has been told. Thank God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey,
I love the show. You love the show. You love the show. You love the show. You love the show.
I do love the show. Yeah, I love the show.
You can't believe you got through.
I really can't believe I got through.
Okay, and you have a celebrity.
Yes.
Okay, the first step is, has Olivia heard of this person? Let's hear.
Bob Dylan?
Well.
Yes.
Well, we can't do Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is hanging in there. We know that because the Bob Dylan tape is still encased in the...
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is the proof.
Yeah, we have a visual confirmation that Bob Dylan is still with us.
I didn't know how to
unless
answer
this
that.
Caller has heard anything in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, has there been news in the last 10 minutes or so?
I should probably clear my cache, but I didn't hear anything just yet.
Well, then
I guess he's alive.
We both know he's alive.
It's another wash. Thanks for your call, though.
201-209-9368.
It's Dinner at Andy's. You're on the air.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I got through.
I cannot believe either.
I'll tell you why that's funny. Nobody's calling. Nobody's listening. Nobody cares. And nobody's calling. That's our motto. That's our trademark.
Yeah.
So give us your celeb.
Okay. It's Addy. Dead Mouse.
Okay. Hold on. Dead Mouth?
Dead Mouse.
Okay. Uh-huh. Have you heard of Dead Mouse?
Yeah.
You have? Dead Mouse?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's another rapper. 95% of them are dead. So I'm going to say he's dead.
I'm going to say he's alive.
And what is
caller?
He?
Do you know if he's dead or alive?
I'm assuming alive.
He doesn't know.
Well, he did have a helmet.
Dead Mouse is alive.
There we go. Okay, he's alive.
I'm giving you the point.
Joel Thomas. Oh my God! His name is Joel Thomas Zimmerman.
No.
Yes, his last name is Zimmerman.
Jewish.
Well, nobody with
so disappointing.
Nobody born with the name Zimmerman keeps the name very long. That's one thing we've learned about Zimmerman. There's something about that name. People want to just cut themselves loose. 201-209.
All right, thanks for your call.
9368. Oh, I got to catch up.
We are asking people to call up and suggest celebs who might be dead or alive.
So all we're going to hear are rappers, names of rappers.
Sounds like it so
far. I wouldn't consider Dead Mouse a rapper.
I wouldn't consider Dead Mouse of interest.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Paul McCartney?
Wow, come on.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
What?
That's why God made call screeners.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. Do you have a call screener on your show?
No.
Do you take calls, Olivia, on your show?
No.
What is the time slot you have?
Monday, 3:01 to 6 p.m.
3 in the afternoon to 6?
3:01.
Yeah, 3:01 p.m.
Oh, because it's a one-minute thing before
you?
Do you like that time slot?
Yeah, it's cool.
If you could have any other time slot, would you pick another time slot?
I don't know anymore.
Because Ken's right here.
Yeah,
I got Ken right here.
I think that's how
I've got
it
Ken
goes.
Under my thumb.
There was
no, don't worry. I can handle
at
Ken.
At one point, I knew there was other slots you wanted more than that one.
I used to want to do nighttime.
Yeah.
But now it's like, if I'm here all day and then I'm here at night, then that's a long time to be
and also, it's a break. Oh, wait, what day are you on at 3 o'clock?
Monday.
So you have a short day Monday. Short day in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a perfect gig. Oh, what a great gig.
But I'm still tired from the weekend.
But still a long day. Takes a long time to do a radio show.
If you want a different time slot, you just call me later.
Okay.
Because I have some stuff on Ken that I have some sway, I guess.
What do you have? Oh, the dirt.
The dirt on you. Yeah.
I forgot that you had the dirt on
me. The dirt on, yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my God, I got through?
Yeah, you got through.
Almost anyone that's attended a staff meeting has dirt on Ken.
Every week.
What's your name? Sorry?
Because I love the show.
Is that true?
Bernardo.
Wait, hold on, Olivia. There seems to be somebody in my ear talking in my earphone.
It's a caller, and I just
can hear it. Do you hear it too, Ken?
It's like
a little buzzing.
I did hear it, but...
It's a fly that's trying to speak English.
I missed everything he said because you were talking over him. Is this Roberto or Bernardo?
Either one.
Okay, Bernardo.
There it is again. Do you hear it, Olivia? I swear, it's like in my headphone.
It's Bernardo from Argentina calling.
Okay.
And do you have a celeb, Bernardo?
How about Michael Jackson?
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, come on. Come on now.
Yeah, we need a contest here.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
People call, they stay on hold just to... prank us and know we'll hang up.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
They stay on hold. It's like standing in line at Disney World for 4 hours and then not going on the ride.
Right. We're standing in
line
at the weed store for 5 hours
and then leaving without your gummy bears.
Yeah, or your driver's license. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's my wife, Beth.
It's Stashu.
Hi, Stashu.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
it's Stashu.
How are you?
It's my other wife, Stashu.
Yes, that's right.
I get my wives mixed up.
Stashu does the polka show Fridays at 6, Andy.
You don't have to tell me. It's Friday evenings, right?
Yeah.
It's a polka show, isn't it?
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, you sound like you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Wow, Andy knows who I am.
Yeah.
Of course. No, I'm a big fan. It's your show is on later in the week, isn't it? It's coming up on Friday. Yeah. As I recall, it focuses mostly on polka.
Mostly, yeah.
Fantastic.
How do you spell that polka?
I spell it incorrectly. How do you spell it?
I also spell it incorrectly.
K-A.
So, Stashu, who's your celeb?
Pete Burns.
Pete Burns. Is this a polka star from the polka world?
No, he's the lead singer of Dead or Alive.
Hold on. Pete Burns. Do you know the name Pete Burns, Olivia?
When she said it, I didn't know.
Okay. I'm afraid that...
You want to give us another one? Olivia didn't know that name.
I thought it was funny because he's the lead singer of Dead or Alive.
Ah!
Oh, I see. Oh, Dead or Alive. How appropriate.
Yeah, that's one of those... That's one of those jokes that needs an explanation.
Yeah, those are. No, I've trademarked that. That's my move. But wait, because you phrased it, he is the lead singer of Dead or Alive, I will guess he's alive. You phrased it in the present tense.
I'd say he's alive also.
You're both wrong.
Whoa!
Whoa. We've been played, baby.
Well, it's still a wash.
It's a wash. You're still winning 2-0.
Well, thanks, Stashi. What's on tap for Dance With Me Stanley this Friday?
Polka, I hope.
Is this Friday when...
definitely some more dancing.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
If you're not into dancing, my advice, a little tip,
avoid
WFMU Fridays at 6 o'clock. Because you won't be able to stop yourself.
It is it's the happiest music in the world.
Yeah, it is. So avoid it if you don't feel like dancing.
Hi, you're on the air.
But wait, here's what we recommend.
Hang on, you're not on the air yet. Hang on, go ahead, Andy.
Join us at this marijuana dispensary Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then that evening, enjoy the polka show. You'll really appreciate the polka show, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Wait, if your mind is already bent. Because that's what happens at this marijuana. They bend your mind.
Yeah.
That's what happens. If your mind's already bent, you'll truly enjoy the polka deal.
Well, polka is 4/4 music.
Yeah.
And that's really not what you want when you're high.
Oh, shut up. We're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Love the show, guys. Can't believe I made it on.
Can't believe you got through either.
There's nothing more fun than saying, oh, shut up to Ken. Olivia, try it. Try it next time he's talking.
Okay.
Try it.
Next time.
I'm giving you permission.
Okay, I'll do it.
You'll see. You'll want to do it every day.
I'll be excited.
I know you want to do it every day.
It is fun.
Ken.
It's even fun for me.
It is fun. Oh, my God.
It was fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
You get a thrill.
Yeah.
It's a rush.
Would you agree that was 7 years of coming? Would you agree for you personally?
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, caller. Now you're on the air.
All right. Can't believe I made it.
Oh, my God. My headphones again.
It's a caller.
It's buzzing.
It's a caller.
It's in both ears.
It's a caller that's by design. It's a call-in show.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear it again. Maybe you're right.
Go ahead, caller.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All
right. Yes, you're right. That's a caller.
I got one for you.
Thank you. Okay, who is it?
Uncle Floyd.
Yeah.
Okay, you've heard of him. Great one. Uncle Floyd, the local TV phenomenon, right? Children's show.
Yep. With Oogie, his little character Oogie. And
I'm going to say he's still with us.
Cowboy Charlie.
I would have heard, I think, if he had passed.
Yeah, I think he's still alive. Yeah.
But it's a great, great.
Right, caller, he's still alive?
I got great news for you guys. He's still alive.
All there right.
He is. Oh, man, another wash.
Good one.
Another wash.
Thank you, caller. See, that's a good one because we all heard of him and nobody knew for sure whether he was dead or alive. That's a perfect one. Hi, you're on the air. It's you. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't them.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, if you got a celebrity for us.
It's my wife, Beth.
Yeah.
You're just going to keep guessing that every caller is your wife, Beth.
Yeah, then when I finally hit on Beth calling, I won't be embarrassed.
Yeah. That's an interesting strategy.
She'll know I recognize her voice.
But there's a failure there, though. If she's listening to the show, then she sees what you're doing or hears what you're doing.
You're right. Of course, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't think it through.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, Beth.
Rolf Harris.
Who?
Rolf Harris.
Rolf Harris?
Oh, Rolf Harris.
Rolf Harris.
Yeah, Rolf Harris.
You've heard?
Okay, good. Thank you, Olivia.
I've heard of him. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Am I right?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, he had a one-hit wonder?
Timey Kangaroo.
He was Australian?
Thank you, David.
Well, that must be... That's from, like, 1961? Wow. Ken, I'm very impressed.
Oh, he did a lot of things, that Rolf Harris.
He did?
Yeah.
You mean you can have a hit with Timey Kangaroo Down Sport and another hit?
Yeah, he
doesn't seem possible.
He did a bunch of other things, and I think he was actually super popular on Australian
TV. Did all
TV.
His songs deal with ways to handle kangaroos and things to do to kangaroos?
No, he did a couple of songs about dingoes as well.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, and then
Variety. Do the dingo song. I'll get to the dingo stuff. I have a few more kangaroo tunes to do. It's great in concert.
He sang about didgeridoos.
Yeah.
It was all Australia all the time.
I love his follow-up hit. I've had enough kangaroo. Please untie me now.
And I think he might have been a child molester.
Yeah.
Also. Aww.
Well, I said he was Australian.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I think they got that out of their system after they they shipped them to Australia.
Yeah. That's a, yeah.
Because they were child molesters.
Yeah. That's, they bred them there, though, didn't they?
But then they got it out of their system. So everybody there now is not a child molester.
No. Yeah, I want to make that clear. I agree with Ken 100%. Everybody in Australia is not a child molester. Thank you, Ken, for making that clear. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling to the show.
Yeah, you love the show.
I do love the show.
Oh, that means the world to us, doesn't it, Olivia?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And who's your celeb?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Great celebrity. Do you know the name?
Yes.
Quando.
Engelbert Humperdinck. He was, that was in the late 60s, early 70s. He was sort of a...
It's a heartthrob.
Heartthrob, right.
Kind of Tom Jones character.
Women would throw their panties on stage.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I once got slashed in the eye. I had to go to the hospital. Someone threw a panties on stage.
When you were a performer?
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
I saw you perform a number of times.
And then I came back the next night with goggles on.
I never saw any women throwing panties on stage for you. I saw you perform at the Arc, I think, three or four times.
Well, you never heard my song, Please Throw Your Panties Now.
No, you didn't do that any of the nights I saw you.
Never caught on the way I hoped it would.
Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck, alive or dead?
He's gone.
Because
we were talking about panties. I'm going to say he's dead.
I'm going to say he's alive. Okay, so one of us will get a point here. But now you have to spell it. Now you have to spell it.
I have to look it up. No, I think he's alive.
Well, you can just tell from the third word in his Wikipedia. Is it was or is?
Yeah.
The third word.
Yep, is.
Is. Well, that means he's alive.
You
I'm
win.
Taking the point.
Wow, you got the point. Congratulations,
Andy. I'm catching up, Olivia.
It's
this one's
two
for
to
you,
one.
Baby.
Why did I think Engelbert Humperdinck
$10. Was... You can buy yourself a pretty hat.
He sounds like a person that would be dead.
He does sound like a person that would be dead. That's why you're here, Olivia.
I still play him a lot. I play Quando.
I'm sure you do, Ken.
Yeah.
That goes back to my bad music theory.
Right. And where does Quando...
Bad.
Bad? Yeah. No, come on.
You think it's bad good?
Jeez. I think it's good.
No, seriously. Sometimes I try to be serious.
Come on. You're a capitalist. That was a big hit. Why did all those people buy it if it's so bad?
Yeah, why did all those people buy it if they're so bad? 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Well, I'd like to know that actually Rolf Harris was a childhood hero of mine, and I actually met him once.
Yeah?
When I was a child.
This is the timing kangaroo down boy?
Yeah, timing kangaroo down sport.
Sport, okay.
Sport.
And was Ken remembering correctly? Was he controversial? Was there a scandal?
Yeah, he's a bad man.
Yeah, what did he do exactly?
Well, just general
molestation
activities.
Yeah.
Molestation related.
Yeah, but he also painted a picture of the Queen.
Oh, so it's a wash.
Well, yeah.
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 And he didn't have to because it's just a commonwealth.
So at the pearly gates to St. Peter, he has that. He can bring the picture of the Queen. St. Peter will say, but all these kids, you've ruined their lives.
Well, that should absolve him of
something.
Molesting five kids. Did he molest more than five kids?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
maybe he painted
girls.
Other pictures.
Teenage girls. Oh, yeah. But he's a bad one.
Yeah. Well, thanks, David.
Wait, I have another celebrity.
Oh, good. Give us another one.
Errol Brown.
Errol Brown, bassist for Men at Work. Errol Brown.
Errol Brown?
He's yeah. from Hot Chocolate.
Oh, he's famous from Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you know the name? No.
I didn't know it either.
No. And probably dead.
Thanks, David.
Barry White.
Barry White.
Barry White.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the name.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess dead.
I'm going to say alive. David, you don't know, right?
I know.
Yeah, yeah. But I believe Barry White passed recently.
You know what?
Oh, God, you're right. He's dead.
Yeah.
Wow, tie ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He just died. Well, no, yeah. Well, no, he died 20 years ago. No.
Well, that's recently to me.
20 years ago. Yeah. Thank you, David. All right, there we go. So it's a tie ball game now.
It is a tie ball game. This $10 is...
we're playing dead or not,
it's
right?
Almost in your pocket. Yeah, dead or not. There's no... It's binary. There's no in between. Either we're right or wrong about it.
And Olivia has to recognize the name.
Mm-hmm.
No, he died 20 years ago.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, please turn your radio up. We want to hear it louder, please.
Okay, I'm going to do that, Andy.
Okay.
Anyway, this is meant to soak candy, as I love to do. Just a thing. The name George and the name Wallace are in the name, but it's not George Wallace, who's dead from Georgia, the racist guy.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the name.
Oh, I know George Wallace. There was a comedian named George Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
There might have been, but not that George Wallace from Georgia. Here's the name.
Yeah.
Christopher George Latour Wallace.
Christopher Olivia? George Wallace. Mean anything to you?
Know.
No. Olivia doesn't. Nope. I think I've heard the name, but Olivia's the one who needs to know.
I have no idea.
He would know. Christopher Wallace. Come on.
Morph. Morph. Yell. Scream the name. Scream the name and angrily.
Okay,
and
what if I said Biggie?
Oh, Biggie. Oh, the rapper?
George Latour Wallace.
Okay, Biggie Smalls.
Well, Biggie Smalls, we know.
Okay, now it's over. Forget it.
Now it's over.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit of a curveball. He was giving us Biggie Smalls.
I did that on purpose. I thought Ken or Olivia would get it, man.
Olivia has to know it.
That's what I thought.
No, I never knew Biggie's real name.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known. Yeah, I do now anyway. Yeah. All right, anyway.
So that's his name?
That's a wash.
Thanks, Morph.
That was his given name.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know that.
I knew it at one time, but I made room in my brain for a more important fact.
What did you put in its place?
An elephant is the only mammal that cannot jump. That's what I put there. Instead
is that true?
Yeah, it's true, and I moved out the Biggie Small given name to make room for that.
I think you've told me that before, and I still haven't absorbed it. So.
I know 27 things. That's one of them. I have room in my brain.
Huh.
I have 27 slots.
I never knew how it worked.
Yeah. That's why I can't sustain conversations more than 30 minutes.
So if I want to remember
the wall,
the elephant thing, I have to get rid of something else?
Yeah, good luck. Look, even if you remember it now, on Friday afternoon, it'll be gone forever, Ken.
Why is that, Andy? What's Friday afternoon?
We're cleaning out the Maplewood marijuana dispensary.
What are you going to be doing there?
I don't know, Olivia.
Just
I don't know.
There, like,
we're going to be recording. Out? We're going to turn on our tape recorder and run it for an hour.
If I get a chance, I'm going to mock Ken. If I get a chance. Good. If there's an opening.
And we're gonna interview people in line.
Yeah.
I hope we go inside, and then we'll talk to some of the bud tenders.
There's
hopefully also going to be a car line, like a drive-through line, for people who ordered their stuff online and are now picking it up. Contact free.
People that are still concerned about COVID?
Yeah. So we'll talk.
Wow.
Or people who just don't feel like getting out of their car.
You know what might be more fun? I understand there's a Burger King next door.
Yeah, the Burger King's a block and a half away.
That's great news for if you own a Burger King, there's no better news you could ever hear than, hey, they're opening a marijuana dispensary across the street.
And then
that's a good day for a Burger King.
There's a CBD store also a block away.
Boo! Boo!
I feel bad for that.
Yeah, boo. Boo, they're selling drugs illegally.
I think we have to go there.
Oh, we have to.
Yeah, and see what they're up to.
Do you think it'll be empty?
No, I bet you they're selling something. There's so many loopholes right now with Delta 8 and Delta 9 below a certain percentage. And, you know, we're not selling weed. We're just selling you the container it comes in. You know, that whole thing.
I wonder if they're going to be doing that.
I bet you they are. I think everybody is.
You know what I'm going to do, Olivia?
I hope so.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
They're going to say, we're not selling this weed. We're just selling the container. So I'm going to buy it, take it outside, put the weed in my pocket, go back in, and return the container. Get my money back. That's a perfect scam.
That's a great plan.
You repeat that 30 or 40 times, you're a major dealer now. I'm the East Coast connection.
You got to do that at the place that lost my driver's license.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we go to the place that lost your driver's license and just spend the hour looking for your driver's license? Please, let's do
Have
that.
Have you checked in with them?
Please, yes. Let's do
yes.
that.
Yes, they cannot
what
find.
What happens?
I didn't really tell the story in full, but I did leave my driver's license on the checkout counter at the weed store that I went to last Friday. But I called them the next morning, and they're like, yeah, we have it. Yeah, you left it on the counter. And I'm like, oh, great. Can I come down and get it? He says, we found it, but then somebody put it someplace special for safekeeping, and we're looking for it.
That is a perfect story. That story has something for everyone. Has a beginning, middle, and an end. It's perfect.
And I called back.
Has an arc, dramatic arc.
I called back every 4 hours for 2 days. They never found it.
Let's go look for it. Do you know where I bet we'll find it? Where? On the counter. Oh, yeah. Oh, here it is.
I was so desperate. I was even saying, like, is it under that money tray, you know, the plastic thing that keeps the bills and coins separate? Look under there.
Oh, my God. We got to go. Where is that place?
It's in Sparta.
I would do that in a minute.
I can't. We can't do that.
Scavenger hunt for Ken's driver's license.
That's my weed store now. That's where I stop. I have to go there regularly.
I can see why. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll lose anything I want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make sure you bring your ID. No sales without ID.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, hello. You love the show. Hey, Ken, the score is 2-2.
Yeah, hey, we have a tie ball game. Do you have a celebrity?
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, I know that name. Do you know that name, Olivia?
I feel like I know it, but I don't know if I made it up.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Give Olivia a second to think about whether she made it up. Go ahead, Olivia.
Chadwick Boseman.
Did
you make that up?
I have no idea what that is.
Do you make up names a lot?
No, it's like, you know, if you don't, you think you know something, or did you make up that you know something?
Right. I know exactly what you mean.
Can I give you a hint?
Well, Chadwick Boseman, he's an actor, isn't he?
Yes.
Wait, he's an African-American actor, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Wait, is he the Black Panther?
Yes.
Oh, well, then, of course, he passed.
Way to play the game, Andy.
Oh, I should. Oh, I tipped my hand.
Yeah. Well, thanks, caller.
Point for that, though, right?
Oh, I don't think I should get a point because I played that badly.
You don't think so?
Well, the hand I was dealt, I was dealt a good hand, but played it badly.
I know this guy. I can see his face now.
Yeah.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman. Well, now you know that he's the Black Panther. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I can't believe I got through.
Actually. Exactly. You really can. I can tell in your voice.
I can't believe I love the show, too.
I share that with you.
Okay. Sorry, nervous caller. Should I give you a name?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Tom Lehrer.
Tom Lehrer. Great name.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you know the name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, wow. I know the name. I was a big fan as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
He wrote satirical songs. That was the week that was.
An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. I remember those albums.
I think I made up that. I know that.
Well, too late. We're off and running.
But go ahead.
He wrote New Math. Remember that song, New Math?
Yeah.
Between him and Bill Saluga.
Tom Lehrer. I'm going to say Tom Lehrer.
Lehrer.
Thank you, Ken.
Lehrer.
When I say thank you, after you correct me, it's very sarcastic. It's so insincere. I'm going to say he is alive.
Ken?
Yeah. Boy, I guess I'm going to just to block Andy say he's alive as well.
Well, he is alive.
He is alive.
Whew.
I think there was a profile of him recently.
I was thinking that
he got profiled like Ralph Harris?
there was a New York Times magazine, one of those things. I don't know. Like,
yeah, because he was a very big celebrity, and then he just went back to being a math professor.
Yeah, that's
right. He retired, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Don't you admire those guys that are famous and then just step out of the spotlight and live a real grounded life?
Yeah.
Those are my heroes.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like you, Andy.
Well, except for the part about being famous.
Wasn't there a newscaster who had the last name Lair?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
No, there wasn't.
The McNeil Lehrer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Jim Lehrer.
Nope.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Same Lehrer.
Nope.
I think they might even be spelled the same way.
Nope. Never happened.
Yeah. That's what I'm
on
thinking.
On PBS.
He doesn't exist. PBS also doesn't
Tom Lehrer is way better than Jim Lehrer. Hi, you're on the air.
Who would win?
Hi.
In a fight to the death. Oh, it's my wife, Beth.
Yeah, it is. Hi, Angie. How are you? What are you bringing me for my birthday?
A pretty hat. Another pretty hat.
Dad. I already have five.
We're going to get you a bigger closet, honey.
So, I have a person.
Okay.
Okay, what's their name?
Their name is Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who sings Sassify.
Yeah. Sings Stroken and Patches.
That's great.
Clarence Carter.
Yeah, okay. he had a couple of hits.
Wait, now, are these blues songs? Wait, was he a...
It was R&B.
R&B. Okay, Clarence Carter. Yes, it sounds familiar. This is just a guess. Why don't you go first, Ken?
He's alive.
I'm going to say, just to make it interesting, he's passed.
Well, he was born in 1936, but Ken is right. He's alive.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man.
Stroking.
I mean, I guess it's good he's alive.
Yeah, no.
Well, if you call that living.
If you call it living.
Right.
He also did Backdoor Santa.
Oh, my God.
The greatest dirty Christmas song ever. He had a hit with Backdoor Santa.
Yeah, you're not getting dirtier than Backdoor Santa. People that were writing dirty Christmas songs, they retired after Backdoor Santa was released.
Hey, thanks a lot, Beth.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. I'll make sure Andy brings you a nice hat tonight. The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're playing Dead or Not.
Guys, if you're listening, don't go home tonight without a pretty hat for your wife.
With Olivia as the judge. Olivia has to recognize the name. Hi, you're on the air.
It is still 2-2. Wow.
Hi, love the show. I can't believe I got through.
That's
all right.
That's as sincere as we're going to get.
It's Danny D.
Hey, Danny.
It's Danny D.
I got one for you. It may be an easy one. I don't know. And then I don't know if it's going to pass the Olivia test or not. But Larry Storch.
Larry Storch. Do you know the name?
Sorry.
No. Larry Storch was an actor in F Troop.
Yeah.
So this doesn't count. It's a freebie. Ken.
Freebie. Yeah, he's alive.
You think he is?
I'm pretty sure.
I would say dead.
I'm pretty
but
sure
it's a freebie.
Alive.
It doesn't count. But yeah. What is the answer?
He's 99 years old, and once in a while they honor him out. He lives in Fort Lee.
Really?
He lives in Fort Lee still, I believe. And
those are great. When celebrities
I want to say they have things in his honor. I don't know if he performed so much, but he's still going strong.
He's not still going strong, son. He's still being wheeled around.
And you're 99. No, you're going strong.
No, they put a. If you're a celebrity at 99, they put a beret on your head. They wheel you. They wheel you. They put you in the van. They take you down to the grand opening of the new Target or Wawa. And you manage a wave or something.
Will have the best 99th birthday party for you, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. But you are not still going strong. Look up the word strong. And then call us back.
Here's a picture of him with Fred Willard.
Yeah, look at the picture.
Yeah, he's not looking so hot.
No, took him half the morning to get the hat on. 201-209-9368.
Thanks, Danny. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Hello?
Hi, we have a tied ball game, 2-2. Who's your celebrity?
My celebrity is George Benson.
George Benson, good one.
Yeah, I heard of him. Mm.
Well, George Benson, the soul singer, right? R&B, right?
Yeah, and guitar player.
Yeah, soul singer, R&B, and jazz.
That's right, George Benson. Great question.
Yeah, Masquerade was his big hit.
Okay, now keep your hand off Google, son.
Give me the night.
Keep your hand off the keyboard.
I saw George Benson perform one time. He was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I've met you, so by proxy, I'm only one degree away from seeing George Benson perform.
That's true.
There's this one place called Shanghai Jazz. It's like a restaurant. He performed there multiple times too. Unfortunately, it's a upper scale, place.
That's down the street from me. That's in Madison.
Oh.
Big cover charge.
Yeah.
You must be a big. Are you a big George Benson fan?
I'm a big fan of that type of music. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the cover charge is there for a reason. It's to keep the riffraff out.
Right.
It's to keep the riffraff away from me.
All right.
So, Andy, would you like to wager a guess whether George Benson is dead or alive?
I'm going to say, you know what? Now, this gentleman, he actually gave us a little information, perhaps a little hint.
Yeah, a little too much.
I would say George Benson has passed.
Well, sorry.
I'd say he's alive.
Okay. And what is the answer?
Okay, caller, is he dead or alive?
I guess you guys guessed right from all the good information I gave out.
Well, wait, what
well,
is
we
the
guessed,
answer?
We're
aware of that.
But you haven't told. No, we each.
70-something years old.
Wait, oh, he's saying he's alive. Hold on.
I get the point.
If it can be confirmed.
Yeah.
He didn't sound 100% sure.
Yep, he's alive.
70-something, right? Years old?
I don't think it's possible to calculate his age.
No, you have to cut him in half when he dies and count the rings.
But you wouldn't want to do that until he dies.
Oh, that's a very important point. Very good point, Ken. I wear a bracelet that says exactly that on my wrist.
Well, thanks for the suggestion of George Benson, caller. That was a really good one.
Wait, so is he alive or dead?
He is alive.
Okay. I get so it's 3-2. I'm winning.
If you call that living. Man. Methuselah lived 9,000 years, 900 years. You know that?
Oh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, it's my wife,
I
Beth.
I can't believe I got through.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Long time listener. Yeah, I hope I have a reservation at a table.
Of course you do. You're always welcome.
Oh, thank you. So I've got a twofer here. Earlier, you talked about Tom Lehrer.
Tom Lehrer, yeah.
How do you?
I believe it's pronounced Lehrer.
Lehrer. Tom Lehrer.
I believe it's Tom Lehrer.
Lehrer.
Tom Lehrer forever.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to know that you can download all of his songs and lyrics. His trust, he's giving them away.
Oh,
but
great.
You have to hurry because his website will go down in like a year.
Oh, he's giving away all of his songs. That's great.
But how do you give away a song as opposed to what?
So you know, he's giving
you
away
really
free.
You really got to snatch onto that.
Free digital downloads of his songs.
So that's good. Tom Lehrer?
Lehrer. Lehrer.
La ra ra ra. It's la ra 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 ra. L E H E R E R E R.
The celebrity who, Olivia, I hope you know them.
Oh, no.
Is Colleen Kinsella?
Oh, Colleen Kinsella.
Colleen Kinsella.
Kinsella.
Yeah.
Kinsella. Ooh, okay. So, yeah.
Wait, yeah, I know that name. How do I know that name?
I think because Ken just said it really loud in your face.
I said it loud and confidently, and I pronounced it differently than the caller pronounced it.
But
I have no idea who it is.
No, I don't either.
Oh.
But that's okay. It's okay, Olivia.
Is this someone that is renting the upstairs apartment from you?
It's up to Olivia.
So
it's not up to me.
Is she alive or is she dead?
Well, Olivia doesn't know the name.
No, I thought I did. And then you guys made me nervous because you don't know it.
Aww.
I say we run with it. Olivia said she knew it, so we have to run with it.
Ken, you should know.
Yeah, Colleen Kinsella.
Wait a minute. So this is just random. This is just like flipping a coin.
No. Oh no. There's
because people
way
are either
more,
alive or dead. It's
way
either
more
heads
complex.
Or tails. It's like, didn't you ever play that game in the schoolyard? Call it alive or dead. Okay. Just to make it interesting, I'm going to say this woman is alive.
I'm saying she's alive, too.
Oh, well, then it's not interesting.
Oh, she's alive.
There
Good.
We go. Everybody's a winner.
Everybody's.
Oh. And,
no.
And
he's
who's
one of the vocalists for Big Blood.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank oh, she's, so much
but she's not the lead. She's not the
Big
only
Blood.
Vocalist
Thank
in Big
you.
Blood.
No, she's not the only vocalist
no.
in Big Blood.
No.
There's her daughter also.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a family affair, as I recall.
Yes, very good.
And there's actually, there's another family member.
Know,
oh, no, there's another family member in the band.
Yes, the father.
The father, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Damn, Andy,
they're
you know
great.
So much about
My
Big
God.
Blood.
Oh, they're great live. They do that song about partying all night long and sticking it to the man.
They have a number of songs about sticking it to the man.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you ever hear their song, Truth to Power?
I don't think that's them. That's not Big Blood.
No.
Well, thank you, caller.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't think that's their I don't think that's her biological father.
Who?
In the band.
Oh, no, that is.
I don't think it is. I think it's her. She doesn't know it. But it's not her real father.
How do you know that?
Oh,
just a feeling. I have a gut feeling.
You can't say things like that.
Not based on anything.
Olivia, you just sit back and watch me. I can watch me say things like that. You just sit back and learn, honey.
Evil.
What is it? The score is 3-2. We're
three
playing,
to two.
We're so playing we're dead or not.
We're
on
tied.
The air.
We're tied. 3-2.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. You love the show.
Oh, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I love this show so much.
And who's your celeb?
Don McLean.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. I would.
Come on. We all know that one.
No, I'd. There'd be fireworks that go off automatically in my backyard if he passes. I have a program monitored CNN constantly, and the fireworks will go off day or night. I've already cleared it with the local authorities.
Do you want to give us another one?
No, that's the only one I had.
He waited. He waited on hold. He waited on hold for 18 minutes.
Oh, you're on the air.
I love them.
Yes.
Now that's my wife.
Hi, Beth.
All right, I have a fun one. It's, I think, a 4-point potential.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, Olivia feels on the spot.
The band The Highwaymen.
Oh, it's all the Highwaymen from the country music Highwaymen. So we can name them all. Johnny Cash, obviously, right?
Yeah, you got to name which ones are dead and
Christopherson.
Which ones are
oh, it's a great one.
Oh, okay.
Christopherson,
okay.
Johnny Cash. Wait, who's the other Highwaymen? Oh, I guess Willie Nelson was one.
I don't know.
These are the Highwaymen. It was like a super group, like a country super group.
Yeah, but I
Oh, it was Take This Job and Shove It. What's his name?
Johnny Paycheck?
Was Paycheck the other Highwaymen?
Nope.
No, who was the fourth
Highwaymen? So who were the four Highwaymen?
Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings, that's it.
Christopherson.
Okay, so who's alive in that group?
Which ones are dead?
So have you heard of all of them, Olivia?
Yeah, I've heard
okay.
of all of them.
Well, okay. Well, look, Willie Nelson, we know is alive.
Yes, so
Christopherson
we know he's
alive.
I didn't know that, but thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't know Christopherson was alive?
And we know that Johnny Cash is dead.
Why you lose the game?
So it's all down to Waylon Jennings. That's the big tiebreaker.
Waylon Jennings. Okay.
Waylon Jennings, the country music superstar.
Do you know, or you guys don't know for sure?
No, we don't.
I don't know this one. I'm gonna guess Waylon Jennings is alive.
That's your final answer?
Well, it is, but hold on. Ken has to...
It's the last round, so just to make it interesting, I'll say he's dead.
Ken is the winner!
All right, 4-2.
I had a feeling.
Oh, I meant to say he should be alive. We missed him.
Oh.
He was a talented guy.
Hey, thanks, Beth. We got to run. We're out of time.
Well, I can't catch up now.
Olivia, thank you for hanging out
now,
tonight.
Look, I'm giving Olivia's $10. Okay, we bet $10 on this game. I'm giving it to Ken. Let's see if he'll be a gentleman. And maybe pass it along to Olivia.
And pass it along to Olivia.
Pass it along for her gas. There it is.
Olivia.
I'll take it.
So you were Ken's charity as well.
And thank you to Jeremiah.
Your salary just doubled, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
For the newsletter, this is WFMU.
No, more than that. I believe Jeremiah gave us the germ of this idea.
That's right. This was Jeremiah's idea.
He gets a double thank.
Right.
Thank you for Beth for calling 18 times.
Yep. All of them. All the Beths. Meet us at the Apothecarium in Maplewood, New Jersey Friday at 2 or 3 p.m. 1865 Springfield Avenue. And that's the show that will be airing next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for
Nobody cares. You don't have to do.
I have to do.
No, you don't. Yes, I'm now giving you a pass.
Well, what about the next show?
That's on their time. They can bore their their listeners.
Isn't it good for us to say stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with
that's
Matt Fiveash?
Yeah, but you don't have to do the whole East Orange thing.
The federal government makes me do
if
that.
If anybody cares, give us a call.
Come on, baby.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. We'll be right back.
since she left. Had I known he was there, I'd have gone myself. You don't care. You don't care. If I died, you wouldn't care at all. You'd have buried me, baby. We'd go out and have a ball. Let me die one
You don't get-